Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, as we kick off a five-part series this week of interfaith call-ins based on the five pillars of Islam, which get special focus during this holy month of Ramadan. Today, the pillar of prayer, and we're asking people who are Muslim or of any religion, how do you pray and what is the role of prayer in your religion? I wonder if we're going to get different kinds of responses. Masood in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Thanks a lot for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
Go ahead and talk about prayer in your life, prayer as you understand it in your religion.
Well, I'd like to say out of the five pillars, prayer for me, and I think for a lot of others, is probably one of the hardest pillars, only because it's something that has to be done five times a day. It requires a washing before each prayer, and you know, sometimes it could get to a point where you find yourself procrastinating and not really doing all five.
So in Islam, more than other religions, it's a demanding discipline that has to be woven into your lifestyle. And what do you think the message of that is? What's the lesson of that? Whether you succeed five times every day or not, what's the lesson in the attempt?
I think the lesson is the fact that you are attempting and you are trying to pursue the prayer throughout your day, and it's also a lesson in that even if you do miss one, two, or all five months at a time, you know there's the understanding that it's forgiving and that you're always you can always come back to it any time in your life.
Masood, thank you very much for starting us off. I appreciate it a lot. Ibrahim in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello, Ibrahim.
Hey, Brian, this is Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. How are you?
Hi, long time no speak.
So for me, prayer relates to the five times of the day as a Muslim. It's really nice that it relates to the sort of the movement of the planet with the sun and the moon and the stars. So I think for me, it really orients. It's like a pillar throughout my day that ground me, that I'm part of this sort of celestial process and a celestial thing. And so it's less about me asking God for stuff. It's more about me getting centered and grounded and oriented. And it's almost like I'm at optimal level when I pray the most, and I pray consistently.
What do you pray for or about? Like, what's the content of your prayers?
I think for me, it's mostly that I don't continue to make stupid mistakes. Sometimes I, you know, like character mistakes or things, and also that my intentions are clear. I think my most basic prayer is that God sort of purifies my intentions, and hopefully, and in Islam we say that every deed begins with your intention. So if my intentions are pure, then hopefully it will help purify my actions.
Do you do the movements? Because I think that they're the movements that are supposed to go with the Muslim prayers are intended to reflect exactly what you were just describing. It's standing, bowing, prostrating, and sitting, and all, I think, to express a kind of humility, a kind of submission to God's will, and, you know, an attempt to improve your own behavior.
True. When Malcolm, in Malcolm X's book, like in his autobiography, when he described the first time he prayed, he described the physical bending of his knees as one of the hardest things he had to do. And I think as for people who believe in one God, there's lots of other gods to believe in, money and fame and whatever else is that's out there. Yeah. So actually the physical movement is actually a really profound moment that you enjoy. That's why when you see older people that can't get down, up and down, they feel a little bit saddened by it, because that's what they've been so used to.
Ibrahim, thanks so much for checking in. Dina in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dina.
Shalom. I pray every day so that I can connect to the source, to the Almighty, to learn what my mission in the world is. Each and every one of us have a mission to make this world complete. And for example, tonight is Tisha B'Av, where we fast. The Jews fast for 25 hours. This was due to the breaching of the temple thousands of years ago. Yep. And it's a way to connect to the Almighty, to the Creator, to learn how we can make this world a better place. I think it's wonderful.
I think it's the only day other than Yom Kippur that there's kind of a mandatory Jewish fast. Am I wrong?
No, there are a few other fasts throughout the year, but I think there are four, like, 25-hour fasts.
Uh-huh.
Then we have, like, a shorter fast. But this is like Yom Kippur, exactly. and we start tonight. And in fact, the Spanish and Portuguese synagogue, which is the oldest synagogue in America, has a service which I highly recommend you coming to see. It's amazing. All the lights are dim. We sit with candles, and we really get into the prayer, the tefillah, and try to connect and try to become better human beings. It's beautiful.
And
it's
so really you're reflecting something very similar to Abraham praying not just for something you want, but to become better human beings and for God to show you how to become a better human being, as you put it. You know, this may be too obscure a question, but I was thinking about the five pillars this weekend compared to the Ten Commandments, and there's certainly some overlap. But in the Jewish Ten Commandments, prayer is not actually one of them. Do you think?
Oh, yes, it is. 100%. Prayer is it's in the 13 attributes, which is part of the Ten Commandments, which break into the 613 mitzvot, which is very complicated. A rabbi could probably explain it better than I.
Yeah.
But to feel a prayer is we pray. The men have to pray three times. I mean, everyone's supposed to pray three times a day, but for women, because of our responsibilities with the home, we have to pray two times a day,
uh-huh.
The Amidah, the silent devotion prayer to God. And I work on that diligently every day. I try to do two. I definitely do the one in the morning, mm-hmm. when I get up in the morning. But the men have to be in the synagogue very early in the morning every day, and they pray three times a day.
So for the Orthodox or very observant, something analogous with what we think of as the Muslim five times a day, people don't generally think of multiple times a day of prayer being woven into Judaism, at least not these days. But for the very observant, Dina, as you're reflecting, it is also there. Dina, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. And Asia in Bedford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Asia.
Hi. So for me, I'm a Christian, and while I don't pray every day and or don't have a specific routine as you know, some of the other people of different mm-hmm. faiths, you know, may pray. For me, prayer is about not so much asking for something in particular, but more an idea of surrendering to and asking for guidance and asking for the ability to be the best I can be, to help me in those areas of my life where I may be falling short, mm-hmm. or, you know, just for me, it's about that kind of meditative, you know, prayer and wanting to just kind of tap into or plug into that sort of, you know, that power that helps me to you know, go through every day in the best possible way that I can.
Asia, thank you. And again, so similar to what we heard from the other callers, the Jewish and the Muslim callers, regarding praying to make you better, to give you better judgment. Misbah in Queens, you're on WNYC. Did I say your name right, Misbah?
Yes, yes, you said it correctly. Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
And also, thank you for the timely program.
Thank you.
The prayer, which, as you or someone mentioned earlier, is the first pillar of Islam. If I could divide your question into two different answers.
I think, by the way, isn't the first pillar technically the faith, to have faith in the one God, and prayer comes after that? We're going to do the faith, by the way, tomorrow with a special guest, Reza Aslan. But, yes, we've got about 45 seconds. You're going to be the last caller in this segment, so get in as much as you can.
Yes, it's a second pillar. I apologize. Yes, it is two parts, if you will. Islam, as you know, is the most strictly monotheistic religion. So whatever you need, first of all, when you pray five times, you're acknowledging the sovereignty of the Creator, who we call as Allah. And then after that, you can ask, once you pray that, you are acknowledging His complete sovereignty. And it is, you can also say that it's a one-time, one-stop shopping, if you will, whether you're asking for help for your parents, whether you're asking for children. All you need to do is just bow down before Allah and ask Him for it. As long as it is a legitimate prayer, meaning mm-hmm. like you cannot ask to help if you're going to go rob someone. You cannot ask that kind of prayer.
And Ms. Bo, we're going to leave it there. And we thank all of you who reflected on prayer in this first of our five interfaith call-ins this week, built on the five pillars of Islam. And we will continue tomorrow on the pillar of faith. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.